Well, hey ho, late night listeners. We're back with Late Night Calculus. I'm your host, Bartholomew Rhomboid. And we're after hours. We're talking about functions. In chapter 1, as you may recall in 1.1, functions as models, we were discussing what makes calculus calculus. Well, calculus is a word to conjure with. And yet, all that it means, according to one dictionary definition, is a branch of mathematics involving calculations. But so are algebra and arithmetic, two subjects with which you are familiar. What, then, distinguishes calculus? The answer in one word is functions. The answer in one word is functions. More precisely, calculus studies the change in functions. Just as equations and numbers are the tools of algebra and arithmetic, respectively, functions are the tools of calculus. Functions, like equations and numbers, are tools that we use to analyze abstract patterns in our everyday life. But equations and numbers deal with relatively stable concepts, such as a certain quantity of apples. Real life, however, is active, dynamic. Real life involves change. In calculus, there might be one quantity of apples if one condition prevails, and another quantity if the conditions are altered. In our restless world, the conditions are constantly being altered. What, then, could be a more significant subject to study than change itself? Especially in the management and social sciences, where informed, responsible decisions require a knowledge of shifting patterns, it is important to be familiar with the mathematical tools that model change. Functions are these tools, friends. Functions model changing financial conditions much in the way that a bookkeeper's ledger describes transactions, or a monetary table describes exchange rates. A function is a certain kind of relationship. In this book, we shall often refer to functions that describe financial relationships, but the concept has far more general applications. So, here we give a somewhat general definition. Definition 1.1.1. A function is a rule of correspondence between two sets, often sets of numbers, A and B, such that for each element in the set A, the function assigns precisely one corresponding element in the set B. Definition 1.1.2. The set A above is called the domain of the function. The set of values is in B that corresponds to elements in A is called the range. If X assumes values in A, it is called the independent variable. If Y represents values in B, it is called the dependent variable. However, we sometimes use letters other than X and Y for these variables. Well, that's about all the time we have for this evening's program. I'm Bartholomew Rhomboid, and you've been listening to Late Night Calculus. Today we've been discussing calculus, a practical approach, which I'm sure that you listeners at home will really appreciate when it comes around to exam time. And well, hopefully, like me, you've found this evening's program enlightening, if not sleep-inducing. I know I'm getting a bit sleepy, so thanks again for listening to Late Night Calculus. I'm Bartholomew Rhomboid. Good night, math friends.